This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And hour number two, we go. What's on your mind? Happy Tuesday. Hard to believe October is coming on Friday, and we're going to ring in today with a lot of sunshine. And, boy, it's certainly not acting like October.
Not at all. Warm temperatures around the state.
Gorgeous.
Good to be here.
Making harvest easier, though. That's one thing.
That is true.
Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons since 1908. H.A. Thompson & Sons providing high-quality plumbing, heating, AC, and mechanical contractor services not only in the Bismarck-Mandan area but across the region, North and South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. IAQ. Think about indoor air quality. There are so many components to a mechanical system, and a lot of manufacturers that incorporate better indoor air quality increase the intake of outside air to make the indoor air environment healthier. There's lots of different ways you can go. That Sonovox, the UV air cleaner, to target the harmful bacteria, the viruses, and the mold in the air, that's the inline system that H.A. Thompson and Sons does so well. Save you money by extending the life of your equipment. It makes businesses better, healthier places to work. For more info on indoor air quality and how they can help, go to hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com. Lots going on what's on your mind today.
Indeed.
Number is 800-228-0550. And here's what we want to do this hour. First two callers that can tell us who their legislators are in the state of North Dakota, we'll get a nice MyPillow gift.
And what district they live in. What is the number of the district, and who are your three legislators, your senator and your two representatives? Very good. You get a gift if you know that and call in.
First two, we'll get you.
Well, with you today, I'm Speaker of the House, Kim Koppelman, and joining me is the Chairman of the House Industry, Business, and Labor Committee, Representative Mike LaFleur. Mike, great to have you continue into the next hour here. And we've been enjoying visiting with you. I think we have a couple calls, people that want to ask us a question or make a comment. So I believe we have Bob with us from Valley City. Bob, are you there?
Yep. Yeah, I was just commenting on the fact that my daughter worked at the Cheyenne Care Center here in Valley City, and she's been sent home four different times.
Crazy.
For 14 days, and she doesn't get paid for any of them.
That's
and the
crazy.
Last time that they sent her home, she was exposed to my son who got COVID. He's a little bit overweight, type 2 diabetes.
Uh-huh.
And she went and told her boss, yeah, I was exposed to my brother. You got to go home for 14 days. And then they said, have you been vaccinated? And she said, no. She goes, I'm not going to get vaccinated. She goes, well, if you got vaccinated, we would pay you. But since you haven't gotten vaccinated, we're not going to pay you. And so they're browbeating in every way they can. And one thing about my son getting COVID, he, like I said, he's a little bit overweight. He's got type 2 diabetes, and he got treated with ivermectin. And within 4 days, he was back up and at him. He was still quarantined, but he was feeling 100% better, and there were no issues, and he hasn't had any issues since.
Wow.
And I'm just trying to think, I wish someone in the state legislature, somebody, there's got to be some money for these people, because she's not the only one that has been sent home multiple times and haven't gotten paid. Like I said, she makes $16, $17 an hour. Well, when you take $3,000 or $4,000 out of her check, she's hurting.
That's a hit. You bet.
And then another thing, we have a business where she could come and help us, but mm-hmm. the Cheyenne Care Center, if you go work somewhere else and don't self-quarantine at your house, you will be fired.
Oh.
So they won't pay you. They won't let you go find other work.
Yikes.
So there's something wrong here.
Well, Chairman LaFleur, any comments on that? I know you serve on a hospital board in Dickinson as well. What do you think about all of this?
Well, I can certainly understand Bob's concern. When we had contact tracing a year ago, a lot of my employees were required to go home, and they never got sick. And so at some point in time, the balance or the pendulum has swung too far. I can certainly understand Cheyenne. I assume it's a long-term care facility, Bob?
Yes.
And so, but still, I just don't understand the payment and the non-payment and things like that. If your daughter was a good employee before, she's going to be a good employee after. And it's unfortunate that these type of things are still happening. I would tell you this, that I think, as I said earlier in the show, that I don't support vaccine mandates. Mm-hmm. I do believe that what the statistics are showing are that the vaccines are working, but what are the long-term effects on young people? I mean, how do you know that? But right now, the statistics show that they're working. But I really think it's unfortunate that she's been having to leave work 3 and 4 times. That's a little much.
Well, Bob, thanks for your call.
All right.
And for informing us on that, because it's important for us to know what's going on around the state, and that's very helpful. You know, one of the issues with the vaccine is I'm told you can still get COVID if you're vaccinated, and I'm told you can still pass COVID on to others if you're vaccinated. So, you know, it does raise a lot of questions. I think we have Kevin also in Fergus Falls on the same topic. Kevin, are you with us?
Yes, sir.
Hi, go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Same narrative as all the other people are talking about. Why is it that there's like a double standard? We got the HIPAA, the medical exemption maybe rule, and the religious rule, but why does the U.S. Postal Service are out and many aspects of federal government people? So it's kind of like they're telling you, well, do what you're told, don't do as we're doing.
Yeah, thanks for that comment, and good question. You know, there are probably a lot of double standards around out there. And one of the challenges in North Dakota, and Representative LaFleur, I know will concur with this and invite your comments, Mike, but, you know, we're a pro-business state. We want to make sure that businesses are free. We're a right-to-work state. And so that's one of the challenges that we have as we deal with this. We normally allow businesses to operate, and, you know, we have at-will employment, which means you can hire someone and you can fire them for any reason. Yet we're in a dilemma now where people's individual rights are being crushed by some of our, especially our larger businesses, and that's a concern. And so we have to find a way to balance all of that, don't you think? Mike?
I concur completely. It's gotten to the point where when government picks which section of people have to get the vaccine, which people don't, that makes absolutely no sense.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you may agree or disagree with a given policy, you don't handpick who gets vaccinated and who doesn't. It just doesn't make any sense.
Correct. I'm going to jump to, we have Archie on the line. And Archie, are you with us?
I'm with you.
Hi. Go ahead, please. You're on What's on Your Mind.
I wanted to tell the listeners about two papers that are available, or two articles that are available on the website called Zero Hedge. One of them is entitled, I don't know of a bigger story in the world right now than ivermectin. It talks about how ivermectin is being used in many, many other countries with great success, but how it's got a wet blanket thrown over here in the United States. And the bottom line is that Pfizer wants to keep making the big bucks that they are from selling the jab. There's a second article that appeared a few days ago on Zero Hedge, and its original document came from a PDF file called COVID-19, the Spartacus letter. The modified document is called Damn You to Hell, We Will Not Destroy America and the Free World, and You Will Not Have Your New World Order. We will make sure of that. In that article, it talks extensively about the negative aspects of the jab, and I'll just read a sentence. In humans, this could lead to Parkinson's, Lewy body dementia, premature Alzheimer's, and various other neurological diseases. People should be aware that Pfizer is trying to quench the discussion of ivermectin as being extremely effective simply because they want to make big bucks.
All right. Archie,
you know what he's saying is there's two answers to you, Archie. One, follow the money. Yeah. To question everything.
Absolutely.
Question everything and follow the money.
Thanks for calling, Archie. We appreciate it. It raises another question, Mike, and I just heard this the other day from a former colleague of ours, a former legislator who did some digging, also a business owner in North Dakota. And he spoke with the folks at WSI, and he said that they confirmed to him that WSI is actually liable, and for those that may not be familiar, WSI, sometimes called workers' compensation, is the insurance that folks have if they get injured on the job in North Dakota. And he did some inquiries and was told that, indeed, if they could demonstrate a linkage where someone got the vaccine and were demanded by their employer to get the vaccine, that under WSI, that there would be liability there, and they'd have to cover it. Interesting question. You still with us, Mike?
No, yes, I am.
Okay. Oh, there he is. Oh, Mike's still there. Okay.
All right.
All right, we'll take a quick break. 800-228-0550 is the number. If you want to shoot us a text, all text line, one number, 701-237-1590 is the number. And Aaron and Dave, Aaron's in Fingal, Dave's in Minot. They both knew their reps. They both got a special gift coming from MyPillow.com.
Supercharge your productivity with the ultimate green machine. Butler Ag Equipment has a variety of Fendt tractors on the lot with 3.29 financing for 60 months. Not only do these tractors come with the best maintenance warranty, but they are packed with raw power and great fuel savings. Stop in to Butler Ag Equipment today to get your Fendt tractor, where great products and better service come standard.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550 is the number. Text line is 701-237-1590. And we did say the first two callers that could tell us who their reps were this hour have got themselves a nice MyPillow special gift. And I believe Aaron and Bingle. Aaron, who are your reps, Aaron?
Cole Christensen, Dwight Kiefert, and Mike Wobema.
Very good. And what's your district number, Aaron?
24.
You know? That's correct.
That's a winner. That's correct. Right there.
Excellent. That's right. A winner.
All right. We got a special MyPillow gift for you, Aaron. Hang on. Actually, we've got all your info, Aaron. We'll let you go and enjoy that.
I do have a question.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
It's probably better fit for your guest host yesterday, but I didn't have access to a phone. But how could we fall from number two to number three in oil production, especially behind New Mexico with that? She's a liberal Democrat governor. How did that happen?
You know, I can't speak to New Mexico specifically. I know there's been a lot of new activity there, but things did slow down in North Dakota. The problem we have in North Dakota is transporting the oil from where we pump it or we extract it to where it goes. And the transportation cost is expensive, and with the current administration shutting pipelines down, it becomes even more of a challenge. So we need oil at a pretty high price to get it where it needs to go. And, of course, now we have it again. But in the meantime, when the prices went down, things slowed down in the oil patch in North Dakota. So that's
how the story. I would imagine, thank you, Aaron. I would imagine that New Mexico is closer to the refining processes
Absolutely.
In Texas and Louisiana.
Absolutely. Thanks, Aaron.
And Dave in Minot knows who his reps are. Dave, what district and who are your reps out there?
I'm in District 5, and our senator is Randy Burkhardt, and our reps are Scott Lauser and Jay Fisher.
Excellent.
That's right.
Excellent. Great job, Dave, and you've won a MyPillow prize, and it's great to hear from people from across North Dakota who know who their legislators are because, you know, we have a representative government, and it's very important that you know those folks and can communicate with them and share your opinions on various issues. Thanks
Thank
for calling
you,
in.
I actually know you personally. I'm from Berkeley.
Oh.
Doug and I went to school with you at the State School of Science.
Hey, give me a call sometime. I actually sent you an offline message, I think, on Facebook the other day. We need to reconnect. You're a good musician, too,
my
friend.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All righty.
Well,
you take care. Thank you.
Can I have a quick comment?
Sure. Go ahead.
I just wanted to echo the concerns on ivermectin. We've got to get ivermectin available to the patients. And also, we need to fight against these Gestapo-like vaccine mandates. That's my opinion.
Very good.
Amen.
And I think we agree, so I appreciate that. Thanks, Dave. Take care. Have we got Mike back with us?
Yes.
Hey, good. I think we lost you for a minute there, Mike. Good to have you back. For those that are just joining us this half hour, after the break, rather, I'm Speaker of the House, Kim Koppelman. I have the Chairman of the Industry, Business, and Labor Committee in North Dakota with me, Mike LaFour. And Mike also serves on the Redistricting Committee, which is probably the most powerful interim committee we have going right now. And they've been working just like a hamster in a cage, running in circles here the last couple of weeks. I've attended a few of their meetings just to observe. They're doing great work. And in November, in early November, we are going to have a special session of the legislature to deal with this. As many of you know, every census, after the population, the noses are counted, so to speak, we have to have districts that represent roughly the same number of people, and because of that, we're forced to do what's called redistricting. So that's good news because people are equally represented. The bad news is some people change districts, so you may or may not have the same representatives and senators that you had before. But, Mike, what's happening with redistricting?
Well, I think that Senator Ray Holmberg said it best. This isn't rocket science. It's arithmetic, and that's really what it comes down to because we each took a portion of the state to take a look at, then you need to collaborate with those that are close to you. So I worked with Senator Beckedahl from Williston and Representative Nathan and from Bismarck and so forth, mm-hmm. so we can make these things work. And so sometimes it's difficult because in our part of the state, the northwest and southwest parts of the state are going to each get a new district, which is good news for our part of the world. But it also, with rapid growth, we actually had some counties that were fairly stagnant in growth. And we had five counties in southwest North Dakota that have a total population of 8,500. Hmm. So those five counties together only have enough population for one half of a district. So mm-hmm. we had to get a little creative in how we figured that all out, but it's coming together, and I will tell you this, that Bill Devlin is a phenomenal chairman of this committee. Mm-hmm. Ray Holmberg is the vice chair, and I can't imagine the committee being more open honest and transparent, trying to give everybody input into the process. You can look at the legislative website and watch the hearings live. You can watch them recorded. You can text us. You can email. You can call us. Most of our telephone numbers are listed right there. So as we come together with a plan that's going to work for the next 10 years, it's vital, and I've said this several times before, that the public provides their input. So please, by all means, if you have any concerns, questions, watch it online, see how the process continues to unfold. And I think by the end there, when we move a tentative plan forward, I think the people are largely going to like the job that's been done with this redistricting committee. So hats off to Chairman Bill Devlin, Vice Chairman Ray Holmberg, who've really gone the extra mile to make sure people are heard and it's done in an honest and fair way.
Very good. Well, thank you for your work there, and thanks for joining us today, Mike. We appreciate you being with us.
Absolutely.
And you've shared a lot of good and important information. Thanks for all you do.
And back at you. So have a great
thank
day.
Thank you. Thanks. And for our listeners that are interested in knowing more about the legislature, more about the people that represent them and how to contact them and what's happening, the legislative session is brief, and it's every other year in North Dakota, but we do meet between legislative sessions. What are called interim committees meet, and they do a lot of study, a lot of research, and in this case, the redistricting committee is drawing the lines. We're going to have a new district in the West Fargo-Fargo area as well, because our population has grown, and as Representative LaFleur mentioned, in some of the rural areas, the opposite is happening, and population has either been stagnant or declining, and those areas, the district, the geography has to get bigger when that happens to ensure equal representation. But if you want to know more, and go online to legis, L-E-G-I-S, .nd, as in North Dakota, .gov, legis.nd.gov, that's the legislative website, and listeners can get all kinds of information about who represents you, how to get in touch with them, what kind of activity is going on. So we encourage you to take a look at that site. Also, we have a number that people can call if they have questions or comments. Kevin, where should they reach us?
800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550. And then the text line is one number now. Just program this one in, 701-237-1590.
Very good.
701-237-1590.
And it's interesting, I should have kept Representative LaFleur on the line for this question, but there's a possibility, there's some discussion about creating an A and B district, maybe in one district in North Dakota and possibly in two. And what that means, I think South Dakota has done this on the Native American reservations. And theoretically, they say it ensures better representation. What it means is rather than having two House members representing you, though, in a legislative district, that district would be cut in half and you'd only have one. So you actually have less representation. I'm not sure that's good. We'll see where that goes.
All right. I want to weigh in. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. When we come, boy, we are loaded today. We got your buddy Chet Pollard's going to be joining us. Chet Pollard from District 29, the House Majority Leader, coming up on What's On Your Mind. And again, that text line, shoot us a text, 701-237-1590. What's On Your Mind? We'll be right back.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass the background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the search continues for Gabby Petito's boyfriend and person of interest in her murder, Brian Laundrie is being searched for by the FBI in a nature preserve near the Laundrie family home. Now, Dwayne Chapman, a.k.a. Dog the Bounty Hunter, tells Fox News, Fort DeSoto, a Florida campsite near the mouth of the Gulf into Tampa Bay, could be the key to finding the fugitive boyfriend.
They registered to stay at this park.
They were registered, went through the gate, and they're on camera.
Allegedly, what we're hearing is two people left on the 8th. Three people came in on the 6th, and two people left on the 8th. I think he's been here for sure.
Mr. Chapman describes the area as having many islands that are reachable by canoe. The United States is facing a potential federal government shutdown Thursday after the Senate failed to pass an emergency spending bill on Monday. USA Radio News.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. We're in the Tuesday edition here, brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. I'll tell you what, PetroServe USA kills it on a daily basis with the lunch specials. All homemade, from scratch. If you're in Valley City today, they're doing it the hot beef sandwich or the chicken pot pie. Meatball dinner in Harwood. In and around Fargo, West Main Avenue's got meatloaf. 12th Avenue's got the cheesy pasta. Bacon NP's got the tater tot hot dish. All homemade. Glendon, Minnesota, Swedish meatballs. And if you're up by Euland-Hitterdall area in Minnesota, beef tips today. And just keep in mind, every PetroServe USA has that 4 for $4 deal every day for lunch. So you can slide in, grab a personal pan pizza, 20-ounce fountain soda, a couple of cookies for $4 every day. Helping America fuel better. That is PetroServe USA. And we're just talking a little off the air. I'm just watching the we're talking about this mandates for the vax and stuff. And if you haven't seen the Project Veritas series, they have, this is the third installment out now on these undercover Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, Pfizer employees that are all saying, I wouldn't let kids get that thing. And, yeah, it's about numbers and money and stats. And the call about ivermectin, my opinion is that's 1,000% spot on. Big Pharma can't have those therapeutics in the mix because the free shots that are anything but free. Oh, and by the way, did you hear we're donating millions of them now, too? We're going to donate them. They're all free. Yeah, wow. You got to follow the money and question everything.
No such thing as a free lunch, right?
No. Ever.
Somebody's paying. Usually it's the taxpayer.
No doubt.
Well, we've been talking about a lot of different things. I see a lot of texts appearing, and we appreciate all those texting. We can't get to all of those topics, but I appreciate you bringing them up. Some texter said, please speak on how important our verified vote is to our freedom. I had actually requested, we didn't get him this time, but... maybe if I ever do this again, Representative Scott Lauser, who is the Assistant Majority Leader in North Dakota, sponsored a bill on our election system during the legislative session, and we tightened some things up, did some good things. We've been tweaking that for several sessions in a row now, and I would love to have Scott on at some point and talk about that, but he wasn't able to join us today. But we do have a very special guest. I'm not sure if we have him on the phone yet, but do we have Chet?
Yeah, I'm here.
Chet, how are you? This is, for those of you that are just joining us after the break, Speaker of the House, Kim Koppelman, sitting in Scott Hennin's chair today. And with me is the Majority Leader of the House of Representatives, my colleague, Representative Chet Pollard. Chet is from Carrington, and hey, it's great to have you with us today, Chet. Thanks for joining us.
And, you know, I'm going to make this official for the first time, and then I'm going to get a little more independent that way, but good morning, Mr. Speaker. And then after that, I'm going to call you Kim. So
that is just fine. Thank you, and great to have you with us. It's good working with you, and You know, one great thing about the North Dakota legislature, and I think the whole legislative process, our country has become so divided, whether it's left-right, whether it's urban-rural, whatever, people are at each other's throats, and we've forgotten how to disagree without being disagreeable. And Chet's been there for several years, so have I, and one of the things, and maybe I saw some cracks in this session, which really bothers me, but I think by and large, in North Dakota, we've learned how to disagree without being disagreeable. Someone once said, if two people agree on everything, one is unnecessary. And, you know, we don't all agree. We vote differently. We may be in the same party and so on, but, by and large, we come together, and we believe we produce a good product at the end of the day in the legislature. So, Chet, I wanted to visit with you a little bit about that today, and many of our listeners don't know a lot about what happens in the legislative session. We hear the national news, it seems, and here in the Red River Valley, if we hear about legislative news, it normally comes from the Minnesota side of the river. So we want people to know more about those that represent them in North Dakota and how all of that works. What are your impressions about our session this year?
Well, Kim, it brought something up to mind because I would say most legislators agree. I'll say most. And when I say that, a majority, maybe it's two-thirds of us. I don't have that number. But you and I don't agree on everything, and we'll have right. some discussions face-to-face. Mm-hmm. And then when the session is done, and then I had somebody ask me this, a media guy asked me this a while back and had some questions, and I said, and he said, so things are going well. I said, I will tell you this, anybody who's happy about the session when you're done did not do their job. and Kim, I think you know what I mean. A lot of legislators will know what I mean by that. Because we do argue here. We don't get into fisticuffs. It's civilized, but it's very stern talk. Mm-hmm. And if you're happy the way things get, I truly believe you didn't do your job.
And someone asked me, what was the legislative session like? And I said, did you read A Tale of Two Cities in high school? It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
And
both are true because, you know, some of the things you wanted to accomplish got accomplished, and some of the things maybe you wanted to accomplish didn't get accomplished. Maybe some of the things you didn't want to happen happened, and so on. So it's always a mixed bag. But at the end of the day, when we have a little distance and a little time to look back, I think we all agree that, by and large, the people who North Dakotans elect to represent them in Bismarck do a pretty good job.
Kim, I would agree with that 100% because once you leave here, you're going to be back in roughly 3 months, 2 months when the interim committee start, and you've mm-hmm. got to start the process looking a year and a half, 2 years down the road, and you've got to work together because one day, just like the FM diversion or anything like that, you know, that it with some people that, that's a very decisive issue. But mm-hmm. I know I have to work with the Fargo, West Fargo, the Eastern North Dakota delegation, whether it's a Red River water supply or whether it's FM diversion, because you've got to work. And then you folks are going to have to help us get our rural dollars for our infrastructure, for our township and our county roads and our state roads. So, I mean, it's a balancing act is what it is.
Right. Well, you know, that we have some people in the studio here that live in Minnesota, and we've been talking about that today and how different things are over there than they are in North Dakota. I sure hope that this diversion, if there's something in the water as you cross the Red River that makes it weird, I certainly hope that doesn't move west with the diversion, but hopefully that won't happen. Our politics in North Dakota are much better. So, Chet, what do you look back on as you look at the session? What do you think were the key issues? What do you think we did that we accomplished for the people in North Dakota that listeners ought to know about?
Well, and I just brought it up a couple minutes ago. Kim, I'm particularly proud of, I know we had to do it as a bonding package, but the $425 million for the FM diversion, I think mm-hmm. that was important to get that taken care of. And we did that with the legacy fund earnings, because I'm one of those folks that believe those earnings should be used for legacy type projects, not something for a year or two from now, but something down there. And yes, the FM diversion is not in my district, But I also realize what that means for all of North Dakota, you know, because Cass County, Grand Forks County, all those are important for the development of the state. I'm also proud of the fact, you know, and I don't have the exact words, I'll say ESG. I'm in a black electrons, but also an all of the above legislator. Mm-hmm. And our work to help Cold Creek Station get things in place, you know, mm-hmm. working with that, knowing we've got to do natural gas pipelines, trying to get that all in place. We started those processes. A Cold Creek Station and keeping those 600 to 800 jobs, there were a lot of folks involved in that and a lot of meetings. And I'm proud of that fact, too, as well. I mean, that was local efforts from the local counties and townships all the way up to the state level, because I believe we need a black electron mix with this stuff, and our coal industry is vital for everything going through the state and for our grid. And so I'm proud of those things. I'm proud of the fact of the money we got for roads. Now, we've run into a little roadblock. You know Kim too as well, because we've got a meeting with legislative arrangements and procedures coming up, so we can get ready for the special session, the redistricting session. So we just got to keep moving forward. We're an energy state as well as an ag state, and mm-hmm. we need to keep those industries running.
Absolutely, and those are great points. And one thing that people need to understand as well, you know, we are all elected by our local legislative districts, and some of those rural districts are larger geographically than some of our urban or suburban districts, but we represent roughly the same number of people, and that's why we have redistricting coming up to ensure that those numbers are relatively equal. And yet,
well,
when you're elected to the legislature...
Stop you for just a
second.
Go
ahead.
I remember, Kim, I think it was former Representative Al Whelan and mm-hmm. Senator Lee or something, and you talking about, I don't know how many blocks it was that you yep. have to campaign in. Well,
right.
those 10 blocks, multiply that by 10 times is only 100 miles, you know.
That's very true.
And our district last session was 125 miles from north to south, and it's
right.
going to be more than that. It's going to be 160, 170. No, just because we've lost population and you guys are gaining population.
That's true. And, you know, and it's interesting, the other thing that I was going to mention, too, as you point out, it's very different with urban and rural and how the population is distributed. But in North Dakota, we all take a statewide perspective as well as a local perspective. I mean, I have to stand up for the things that are important in West Fargo. You have to stand up for Carrington and maybe parts of Jamestown, whatever other areas you represent. At the same time, we look at things broadly. We look at things on a statewide level, as you pointed out. And mentioning the Red River Diversion process, or project, I should say, I remember years ago, and I don't know if you were there at the time, Chet, but there was a representative from southwestern North Dakota named Lenny Jacobs. And it was at the time the Southwest Water Pipeline was going in. And he had a jar on his desk at the legislature, and it looked like sludge or oil. And it was water from his well. That was how his water looked. And as a legislator from eastern North Dakota, I knew that I had to vote to support a water system that gave them good drinkable water. I mean, that's just what we do in the legislature. So you can't be too parochial. You have to look at the statewide issues as well, don't you think?
Well, and I'm proud of that fact, Kim, that I think our North Dakota legislators overall take a look, whether it's an ag issue, an ag road, you know, for roads and infrastructure, or whether you're in the more of the urban centers. I think that's important. We have a good relationship that way. I don't see this huge rural-urban divide. I don't
right.
see that. I remember I had a conversation.
Chet, if you can... I hate to cut you off, but if you can hang on during the break, and then we've got a gentleman on the line with a question for you as well.
Okay.
You go to the break right now. Thanks.
Perfect. All right, 800-228-0550 if you got a question. Or you can shoot us a text, 701-237-1590.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include 630 acres of exceptional crop and hunting land in Hettinger County, North Dakota, near the Stark County line, and 960 acres of incredible farm and ranch land and potential development land south of Dickinson, North Dakota. You can view these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com or call 877-700-4099.
Lauren Hovel is here. Lauren is the mayor of Hankinson, North Dakota. We're going to talk about the role ethanol plays in the community of Hankinson.
Every small community always looks for that anchoring business where we can grow and take off of. And the Hankinson Renewable Energy has been a stabilizer for our community, and then we can grow after that. It's done wonders that way because we have a symbiotic relationship with them. They buy water from us. They're a tax base for us. They employ 54 employees, payroll of $5.5 million, and that's a huge for a smaller town, and they brought out infrastructure. So when you talk about the infrastructure, that's usually a huge hindrance for a small community. They improved the roads, rail. We had water transmission lines brought in, and smaller businesses that might not have been able to afford that cost now can benefit from that infrastructure that the ethanol plant provided us.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC. They believe in taking care of you. Buy with confidence and drive worry-free. Lifetime powertrain warranty, no additional cost. New Buicks, new GMCs, and most of those late model used vehicles. So in case you're thinking Ram, thinking F-150, F-250, Explorer, Grand Cherokee, I don't know, whatever. Pick your favorite. Shop, click, drive, and find yours at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Boy, should we listen to a little bit of this, Kim?
Sure.
Are you down for this? Kevin Cramer is... Afghanistan, Kevin Cramer is questioning General McKenzie right now.
And if so, how did they the Taliban respond to it? In other words, how did they get in? Is it possible that they let them in on purpose?
So it is possible that they let them in on purpose, but the body of intelligence indicates that is not, in fact, what happened. You know, so one event happened, and that's a terrible, tragic event. A lot of other events didn't happen because that outer circle, the Taliban forces, were there. Look, I defer to no one in my disdain for the Taliban and my lack of trust for them, but I believe they actually prevented other attacks from occurring. This event, someone got through.
Wow.
I believe there were other times
them, right?
People did not get through.
All right.
Well, we have more to get to, folks, but yikes. Yeah, the Taliban came in and took over, and there are we have diplomatic relations now, don't we, with the Taliban? What a mess.
Kinder, gentler.
What a mess.
Taliban,
yeah.
Kinder, gentler. We're more friendly Taliban now.
Yeah, exactly. It's a terrorist light.
We don't behead, we just shave the head. That's
Yeah. Well, folks, we are. It's good to be back with you. Speaker of the House, Representative Kim Koppelman, and on the line with us is the House Majority Leader, Chet Pollard. And we're talking about the legislature. We're talking about what's been happening going on during the last session. And we have a caller on the line. We have Travis from Minot. Travis, are you with us?
Travis, what's on your mind?
I am here, yep. Travis here. Minot, North Dakota, farmer, District 5 chair. I guess what I wanted to ask both Kim and Chet, and I know Chet would be on the decision-making committee here, are we going to, in this special session, when we look at redistricting, allow some important, what most people are perceiving as emergency-type bills to hit the floor, meaning vaccine mandate or health freedom bills, maybe some election integrity type bills? Are we going to have the chance to look at that? And before I let you answer, I'm going to make a statement. There were four districts around Minot, 3, 5, 38, and 40, that met Saturday with Governor Hovind. There were 20 people, Senator Hovind, former governor. And we met with about 23 different people, and there was a good representation of both committee members and legislators. And I can tell you the majority of the conversation was about the loss of liberty and what is going on in our government. We need to push back on some of these federal mandates, and overwhelmingly the conversation was about the vaccine mandate. So I'm hoping that the answer can be yes today, that we will have the chance to look at that as a legislative group in November.
Well, you mentioned the committee, and I'll let Chet answer, but the committee that decides which bills move forward is called the Delayed Bills Committee. And it consists basically of the leadership in the House, on the House side, and I assume the Senate committee is made up in a very similar fashion. But in the House, it is the Majority Leader, Chet Pollard, as you mentioned, the Assistant Majority Leader, Scott Lauser, from Minot, and also I serve on that committee as Speaker of the House, and then the two leaders of the minority party, which is Representative Josh Beauchesne from Fargo and Representative Alyssa Mitzkog from Wahpeton. So, Chet, what are your thoughts on the question?
Now, I haven't seen any bills, but I know there are bills that are being drafted by legislative council, covering from legislators, who I don't know. Now, that will, like you said, Kim, will have to go through, the delayed bills process. You know, some of those bills, there might be three or four bills dealing on the same subject matter, which it doesn't surprise me if we would have that many bills dealing with vaccine mandates, business mandates, Biden executive order. So we're not going to pass all four of those bills, but we're going to have to pass one or two of them so that it can get to the committee, to a committee, not the Delayed Bills Committee. And then it will get hashed out. So those bills, they are going to come forward. I don't know what they are because truthfully nobody showed me a content of a bill, but I know they're coming. I've been told they are, yeah.
Very good. Well, we thank you for the question, Travis. And again, listeners, if you have specific bills that you think should be advanced. They'll be limited, of course, during this special session because we have a limited time and a focus that is primarily the redistricting process and the distribution of federal dollars as a result of the pandemic. However, these questions that Travis brings up and others, other previous listeners have brought up are critically important. And as Chet said, I believe, though, as something will go forward, the three, your own legislators you can certainly talk with, and then the five people I've mentioned that serve on that delayed bills committee are the ones that will decide which of those bills move forward. So those are good folks to contact about issues you are concerned about. Thanks for calling, Travis. Well, Chet, we have just a few minutes left. Anything else you wanted to comment
about
on?
30 seconds, actually.
30 seconds, real quick.
Then I'll say real quick, of course, myself and Senator Warner, the Senate Majority Leader, and Kim, you and I have talked about that a little bit. We're meeting with the governor talking about the redistricting and the special session.
All right.
Very good. It's been great to be with you.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
With Kinder Care in West Fargo, talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.